are in a dive. We have lost vertical control.
For most of us, the prospect of a plane crash isn't really something we'd like to think about. It's probably better reserved for the silver screen. And considering there's only about a 1 in a million chance of your plane going down, it's not something we generally worry about. But what if something went terribly wrong? And what if it happened here? This weekend, a post-crash simulation scenario was played out at Ronald's Way. I went down and watched it all play out alongside airport director Gary Cobb.
An aircraft has come down and crashed, which we're simulating. It's split into multiple parts. So the first part, which is being tested by a fire rig, it was the bit that was on fire. So the airport fire tenders came out and put that out. You've then got another couple of sections with walk-in wounded and people who are seriously ill. After a period of time, the local fire teams arrived on site, Isle of Man fire, and they're currently in the process of rescuing, triaging and taking survivors through to the survivor reception centre up in the terminal.
Just to set the scene for some people as well, a lot of our walking wounded today have been playing by some students from King Bills.
Yeah, no, it's really good to have members of the community coming and helping the team practice. So I think there's some really good amateur dramatics going on at the moment, which is good for the firefighters to put them through their paces.
I'm enjoying seeing people being carried out as wounded. So can you just explain to me a little bit about why you're doing this, why it's necessary?
Yeah, so as part of our license conditions, we have to test our emergency response plans. The idea being that we should be able to cope with any emergency that arises. More importantly, though, our firefighters test on a daily basis, putting out the airport fire in terms of the fire rig. But this is an opportunity to test all of the local authority and all of the other people as well. So it's not very often we actually get opportunity to put it into place with Isle of Man fire, Coast Guard, Manx Care, etc. So this is just a really, really good opportunity to test all components together.
Like you say, because this is such a big multi-agency approach, our airport's closed to the public just for a few hours today. But why is this so important to make sure that everyone's trained up on this?
Yeah, and I understand the impact that this can have on people, but and hopefully we'll never be in a situation where we have to rely on something like this. However, practicing this, should the worst happen, we know that we can cope with it, we can deal with it, and it'll maximise the chances of survivors if we did to have an incident here at Ronald's Way.
Do you get feedback then from the firefighters here on site that practices like this are helpful, very vital for them?
Yes, I think there's one thing with drilling and exercising, there's another thing with a big simulation where they can, more importantly, not just do what they do with their own little teams, but it's how all of the teams across the whole of the island work together, and this is a really good opportunity for what works, what doesn't work. We'll do the debriefs afterwards and then we'll take it away and learn.
This is something on this scale, this only happens every few years.
Yeah, we simulate annually, but again, what we simulate varies each time. So this is one of the big multi-agency exercises. Again, as we start to move our legislation to more of the European legislation, so we are, so which we'll be transitioning to in April. Again, what we have to do is quite heavily prescribed, so we'll go through a modular form of doing these exercises. Again, it's quite useful to get all of the multi-agencies in and again practice it. So we work quite closely with DHA, etc., to work out what we're going to do and how we're going to test it.
I've got to say, they are looking like a bit of a well-oiled machine here. Are you feeling pretty proud as airport director that this is the way it's going so far?
Yeah, it's really, really good. Everyone's responded really professionally, really quickly. And as you can see, there's quite a lot of survivors getting off the aircraft, which would be a really, really good outcome. So.
And just the last little silly one for you. You're like me, I'm so tempted to go and do some snow angels in that foam.
Yeah, no, we've had to dilute the foam down. So foam can be quite environmentally unfriendly. So when we're practicing, we tend to dilute it down. So it's actually diluted. The full concentrated foam would be probably more akin to a winter here.
Matt Shaw is head of the airport fire service.
Oh, it's an integral part of our day-to-day operation. It's preparing for the inevitable, and like nobody ever wants this ever to happen, but if it does, when we're already fully prepared to respond to a major incident. And also elements of that is about bringing multi-agencies, other blue light partners, as well as civil defence and co, in to deal with a major incident on this scale.
Why does it involve so many different moving parts, and how do you practice all those different moving parts all together?
So from that, it's a good question. You know, so from an airport fire service point of view, we're constantly training for this event. We also liaise with the blue light resilience meetings and coordinate with them. We'll do small scale tabletop exercise, toolbox talks and things like that. We'll also look at incident command level and how we interface with the Jessup model and looking at that high level stuff, so that when this event does happen, and I think the key also to point out is whether it happens at the airport or whether it happens somewhere else, whether it's an aircraft incident or any major incident involving a number of casualties, is that all parties are ready, planned and prepared to deal with that event on that given day.
So far so good. How is it looking from your perspective though?
No, it's good. It's great to see, thankfully the weather's held out as well, which compared to yesterday, everything was crossing every finger going. But yeah, it's good that, you know, there's always learning, and this is the ideal opportunity to make sure that we plan, we deliver on our emergency response plan, multi-agency coming to play, and then off the back of this we'll do there'll be a hot debrief that'll take place, and then in about a week's time we'll do a cold debrief, and any learnings that have taken place from today we then look at making sure that our emergency response plans are actually looked at, and whether they need updating or whether they need different parts to it that need to be included to make sure that we're always continuously to improve.
With the debrief then, implementing those different things, how do you go about that? Is it just straight away you have things that you might put into place straight away? Or
yeah, so there's certain things that you could potentially just introduce, but I guess if there's learning that what learnings are identified today that we'll look at introducing, but it's not just a case of just right, we've identified something, we'll throw it straight into the mix. What we'll tend to do is we'll probably tabletop it, probably then do a small scale exercise to make sure what we are introducing does work and is effective, and that's the key.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.